Title: Breakdown for Drum Bus for Deep Jungle Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper jungle-style breakdown in Ableton Live 12, focused around the drum bus. Not mute the drums and pray the pad carries it. We're going for controlled distance, ghost energy, and then a staged return that makes the drop feel way bigger. The big idea today is, the breakdown is basically a second mix of the same drums. Breakdown mix equals less low end, softer attack, more haze, longer tails. Drop mix equals tight low end, clear transient edges, controlled space. And we're going to make switching between those two feels easy by automating a small set of macros on the drum bus instead of drawing 20 messy automation lanes. Step 0, quick session prep. In arrangement view, select all your drum tracks. Kick, snare, breaks, hats, percussion, whatever makes up your groove. Group them and name that group drum bus. Now create two return tracks even if you already have returns. Dedicated breakdown returns keep your automation clean and keep your mix decision separate. Return A is space for reverb. Return B is dub for delay. Cool. Now we're set up to make the breakdown feel like the drums are being swallowed by an environment without losing the grid. Step 1. Build the drum bus breakdown rack. On the drum bus group, drop an audio effect rack. Inside it, add devices in this order. First, EQ8, then auto filter, then drum bus, then glue compressor, optional but useful, then utility. This is a very classic chain for distance control, because EQ shapes the tone, the filter creates the faraway effect, drum bus controls impact, glue glues, utility handles width and level. Let's roughen the starting settings. On EQ8, turn on a low cut around 25 to 35 Hz. You're not trying to remove bass from the track. You're removing garbage that makes reverb and compression behave weird. If the drum bus feels boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB. And optionally, you can do a tiny high shelf boost around 8 to 12k later in the breakdown, if you want that hissy break air. Don't boost it now just because you can. Earn it with the arrangement. On auto filter, set it to low pass, 24 dB slope. Make the normal open state around 18k so it's basically not filtering during the drop. Resonance around 0.2 to 0.35. Keep it tasteful. Too much resonance and it stops sounding like jungle and starts sounding like an EDM filter demo. Drive at 0 to 3 dB if you want a little hair. On drum bus, drive around 2 to 6. Crunch subtle, like 0 to 10%. Transience is the big one. For the drop you might like plus 10 to plus 20, but during the breakdown we'll automate it down so the hits soften. And keep boom off on the full drum bus most of the time. In drum and bass, low-end management is usually a more surgical job than boom on the whole bus. Glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto. Set threshold so in the drop you're getting like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. In the breakdown it'll naturally back off. Utility. Leave width at 100% for your normal state. We'll automate width for distance tricks, and we'll also use utility gain for level compensation, because when you filter and soften transients, perceived loudness drops. We don't want the breakdown to just feel quiet. We want it to feel far. Now the power move. Macro mapping. Open macro map on the rack and map these. Macro 1. Auto filter frequency, your low pass cutoff. Macro 2. Drum bus transients. Macro 3. Drum bus send to return A, space reverb. Macro 4. Drum bus send to return B, dub delay. Macro 5. Utility width. Macro 6. Utility gain. This becomes your breakdown console. And here's a coaching tip. Even though you mapped 6, try to do most of the musical motion with 3 concepts. Distance, which is mainly filter plus transient softening. Bass, which is reverb and delay sends. Focus, which is width plus output trim. Fewer automation curves usually means cleaner, more intentional results. Step 2. Build the returns for jungle atmosphere. Return A, space. Put hybrid reverb on it. Set it to a hybrid mode, convolution plus algorithm. Choose an IR that feels like a room or hall, not a giant cinematic canavan. Then for the algorithm section, plate or hall works great. Decays somewhere around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds depending on how deep you want the fog. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. That pre-delay is important because it lets the transient speak before the wash arrives, so the groove stays readable. Filter the reverb hard. Low cut around 180 to 300 Hz. High cut around 7 to 10k so you don't get that fizzy S-cloud. Set dry/wet to 100% because it's a return. After hybrid reverb, At EQ8, high pass again, like 200 to 350 Hz. And if the snare is getting spitty, dip a little at 2 to 4K. Small moves, and here's one of those pro checks. Solo the space return for 10 seconds during the breakdown. If it sounds like harsh fizz, lower the high cut or dip around 6 to 10K. If it sounds like cardboard buildup, notch around 300 to 600. If it's metallic ringing, shorten decay or change the IR. Fixing the return is often faster than endlessly tweaking the drum bus. Return B, dub, put echo on it. Set time to a quarter note, or eighth dotted for that classic jungle bounce. Feedback 20 to 40%. Filter it, high pass around 250, low pass around 6 to 9K. Add just a touch of modulation, like 5 to 15%, for movement. Dry slash wet 100% because return. Optional but very jungle. Add saturator after echo. Drive 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on. It makes the delay sit like tape, and it stops repeats from poking out randomly. Also, a great trick is to filter the delay even harder than you think, like high pass 400 to 700 and low pass 2.5 to 6K. Then increase feedback a bit. You get memory of the snare, not a muddy echo that fights the whole mix. Step 3. Arrange the breakdown. We'll do a solid 16-bar blueprint. Before you automate anything, mentally mark 4 energy points. A. Release, where the floor drops out. B. Lowest energy. C. Rebuild. D. Pre-drop clamp, where everything tightens before impact. Now bars 1 to 4. Drop the floor. Keep the ghost. The move here is, remove punch, not rhythm. Mute the kick, or low cut it hard so it's basically gone. Keep tiny break fragments, hats, little shuffles. Now automate your macros. Low pass cutoff sweeps down from wide open, like 18K, down to somewhere around 2 to 5K over these first 4 bars. Transcends down. Try anywhere from minus 10 up to 0. You're shaving the attack so the drums feel far away. Reverb send up from basically none to like 25 to 40%. Width slightly wider, like 110 to 125, to create fog. And add one or two reverb throws on specific snare hits. Don't just wash everything constantly. Jungle feels alive when the space moves like an effect, not like a blanket. The vibe target is, you can still feel the tempo and the break DNA, but the punch is gone. Bars 5 to 8. Distant break in a tunnel. Bring in percussion texture if you have it. Shaker, rim, foley, whatever fits the track. But keep it high passed so it doesn't fight the reverb cloud. Now use delay throws. Automate the dub send in little spikes, especially on offbeats or snare tails. That's where the dub feeling comes from. And here's a tension move that works almost every time. In bars 7 to 8, automate a high pass on the drum bus using EQ8. Bring it up to like 250 to 450 Hz. You're making the drums thin and suspenseful. Also consider automating utility gain down 1 to 3 dB in this middle section. It's sneaky, but when the drop returns at the original level, it feels bigger without you actually turning it up. Coach note, keep one consistent timekeeper element through the breakdown. A quiet closed hat tick, a shaker loop, or a rim ghost. High pass it heavily. The listener can get lost in the fog if nothing anchors the grid, and then tension collapses. Bars 9 to 12. Rebuild the groove in layers. Now we start bringing reality back. Maybe bring in a ghost kick, low volume and filtered, or use a subless kick layer. The goal is suggestion, not full impact. Open the low pass filter gradually from the 2 to 5K area up to around 10 to 14K. Reduce the reverb send from heavy, like 40%, down to 10 to 15. Bring transients back from around 0 up to maybe plus 10. Not full punch yet. This is where a lot of people mess up. They reopen everything too quickly and kill the tension. Let the groove return like a creature emerging from mist. Bars 13 to 16, pre-drop snap and final breath. Add a short fill. Amen roll, tom run, snare flam cascade, whatever is your track's identity. Pick one fill style and reuse it across the tune in different lengths. Consistency makes the arrangement feel intentional. Now the suck in moment right before the drop. In the last half bar, do a quick low pass dip. For example, if you're open at 14K, dip down to 3K fast. Pull the reverb send down to tighten the space. Narrow the width slightly, like from 100 down to 85 to 95, to center focus. And in the final bar, mute most drums for a quarter beat or even an eighth beat, while leaving a delay tail ringing. That tiny near silence notch makes the drop hit feel violent in the best way. Step 4. Print a ghost break layer. This is the signature jungle move that makes the breakdown deep without adding new instruments. Push your reverb and delay sends higher than normal for a moment. Create a new audio track named Ghost Break Print. Set its input to resampling. arm it, and record 4 to 8 bars of your drum bus while the breakdown processing is active. Now you've got an atmosphere bed that is literally your break, stretched into a texture. In the breakdown, especially bars 1 to 8, try using only that ghost layer for certain moments, with the main drums muted or heavily filtered. Fade it in and out. Reverse a tiny chunk. Stretch a tail. You can put auto filter and a little vinyl distortion on the ghost layer for grit, but keep it subtle. You want haunted drum room, not lo-fi plugin showcase. Optional advanced move. Make a parallel fog bus. Create an audio track called a FOG bus. Route audio from drum bus post effects. Monitor in. On fog bus, put a low-pass filter around 3 to 6K, then hybrid reverb 100% wet, then utility width 130 to 160, then gentle compression. In the breakdown, blend in a FOG bus while keeping the main drums a bit drier. This keeps the groove readable while still going deep. Step 5. Clean transitions like a professional. Number 1 issue. Reverb tails eating the drop. Right before the drop, control the space return. Either automate the reverb decay down, like from 5 seconds to around 1.2 in the last bar, or add a gate after the reverb and set it so the tail cuts cleanly. Release around 120 to 250 milliseconds tends to feel natural, and always prevent low-end reverb mud. Make sure the space return is high past around 200 to 350. Long reverb plus breaks equals mud fast. Also, restore punch at the drop. At the exact drop start, snap your macros back. Low pass cutoff back to 18K. Transients back up, like plus 10 to plus 20. Reverb send back near 0 to maybe 8%. Utility gain back to baseline.